This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. Explosions caused by a car bomb and mortars outside a school in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday killed at least 55 people and wounded more than 150. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Dozens were killed in multiple blasts at a school in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday, with many more injured. Officials say the victims were mostly female students coming out of school. Kabul has been on high alert since Washington announced plans last month to pull out all US troops by September 11, with Afghan officials saying the Taliban have stepped up attacks across the country. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, which Afghan President Ashraf Ghani blamed on the insurgent Taliban. A Taliban spokesman denied the group's involvement and condemned the incident.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Clashes erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police outside the Old City of Jerusalem Saturday as tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers prayed at the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque on Islam's holy night of Laylat al-Qadr. Palestinian youth threw stones, lit fires, and tore down police barricades in the streets leading to the walled Old City gates as officers on horseback and in riot gear used stun grenades and water cannon to repel them. At least 53 people were injured, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent. Israeli police said at least one officer was hurt. Tensions have mounted in the city throughout the Muslim holy month of Ramadan amid growing anger over the potential eviction of Palestinians from Jerusalem homes on lands claimed by Jewish settlers. There's more news on our website, via